So we have entered the 9 o'clock hour, and as promised, we are going to devote much of this hour to our guest at 10 o'clock, Mr. Danny O'Keefe, legendary singer-songwriter. Many, many artists have covered his songs over the years. And this hour, before Danny shows up at 10, we're going to play a bunch of that music. Not only that music, but we're going to play six or seven songs as performed by a lot of very familiar names. And that, I think, is the greatest sign of respect for a songwriter's skills when everybody else wants to cover your music.
That's true. So, I mean, I still haven't had my first cup of coffee, so I don't have anything to add to that.
Well, in our parlance, or parlance, back in Oklahoma, the guy that was the Danny O'Keefe for us was Leon Russell.
That's true, yeah.
Everybody wanted to cover his songs.
And everybody did.
Yeah, and so
some of the same people who covered Danny O'Keefe's songs also covered Leon
exactly.
Russell's songs.
Yeah, and I think that is just one of the great compliments. And I wanted to ask him about that. I mean, is it like opening up a gift on Christmas morning to be sent a cover of one of your songs by somebody that you really, you know, admire and respect? I would think it would be really exciting. But, you know, for Danny, he's had it happen so many times, it might just be, oh.
Yeah, another one of these.
Look at what Jackson Browne did with my record. That's cool.
Here's a nice royalty check in the mail.
But the first record that I was exposed to by Danny was his album Breezy Stories, which, of course, had Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues. It's not the original album that featured Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues. There was a record before that that had that song on it, but we played this record on our college radio station, and there were a bunch of songs on it that I became very familiar with, and I thought we'd start off this hour with Danny's version of one of the songs from Breezy Stories. This is Magdalena on Voice of Vashon.
She would have me spirit away, stealing all my images till there's nothing left to say. Oh, Magdalena, nothing like a saint you are. Love is like a razor, my heart is just a scar. Oh, Magdalena, nothing like a saint you are. She tell me that she want me, and then she tell me not to bother. Nothing like a saint you are. Magdalena lying there couldn't make a dancer stumble, make a preacher bite his tongue and leave him with a mumble. And if you think I'm crazy, babe, or that I'm funning you, you pay your dues and lose. It's a tongue in you. Oh, Magdalena. Nothing like a saint you are. Your love is like a razor. My heart is just a scar. Oh, Magdalena. Nothing like a saint you are. Forgotten, and I can't be ignored. You find me with my bones and my songs. But if upon your journey you're returning to L.A., won't you take this little redhead girl along? Nothing like a saint you are. Your love is like a razor. My heart is just a scar. Oh, Magdalena. Nothing like a saint you are.
Someone wants a piece of you, never let them pay. What you do not give them, time takes anyway. Had I known what love is worth, I could have saved the tears. Might have come in handy like souvenirs. Didn't see her coming till my head turned in surprise, thinking I must know her, but it was her thin disguise. She padded up her innocence and tightly cinched her fears, but she saved a little room for souvenirs. Still go to pieces, I don't go as often. Placeless times and space where all the edges soften. She took me away where I couldn't send her. I knew that she would leave me something to remember. I wanted more than one. Until I found the one I wanted. Her memory's a ghost now, though I'm still pretty haunted. What we gave each other ain't exactly clear. Probably comes under the heading of souvenirs. Bits and pieces add up through the years. I've collected a small fortune in souvenirs.
And that is Jimmy Buffett covering Danny O'Keefe's Souvenirs on Voice of Vashon. Before that, we had the real article, Danny O'Keefe himself, off Breezy Stories, 1972, I think, and Magdalena.
So we had Breezy Stories, followed by the Margarita Cafe late night menu. Those were the names of the albums that the same song appeared on, even though they would seem to have very different purposes.
Yes, they
album
would.
Album titles like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is 9:12 on the Voice of Vashon's Morning Scramble with Jeff and Cindy Hoyt.
And this portion of the Morning Scramble supports provided by Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Mouth-watering pastries in the morning, scrumptious vegetarian lunches, wine and music at night fill the friendly, casual atmosphere that's Snapdragon on Vashon Highway, south end of Vashon Town.
I'm going to order the grilled cheese sandwich today.
That's always been your favorite.
It is. It's 9:13, and we'll continue with various covers of Danny's songs before Danny comes by in about 45 minutes. Alison Krauss and Union Station are Danny O'Keefe fans, and they did Never Got Off the Ground. Want to hear it?
I do.
Okay, here it comes on Voice of Vashon.
My father was a farmer, but his head was in the sky. He worked every day but Sunday till the day he died. He prayed for rain and thunder and listened for the sound. In the dry years he went under, he never got off the ground. We all dream when we're younger, but we will do great things. Me, I used to have a hunger to wear a pilot's wings. But the circles that I ran in turned my head around, in the plains I had my plans in, never got off the ground. Don't raise your hopes, I hear so many say, the higher they get,
ground, Alison Krauss and Union Station. You can almost imagine how they would choose that particular song of Danny O'Keefe's to cover. It just kind of sounds like them.
That's true, but then Alison makes most of the music she sings sound
like
her.
That. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
She's just really gifted that way.
Yeah. It's 9:17 on the Morning Scramble, Jeff and Cindy.
And we got a few things coming up this weekend. Maybe not quite as many as a lot of weekends. But
it's August.
Definitely, yeah.
It should be crazy busy around here.
Well, although it's, you know, it's sort of like everybody's leaving town, as Danny will be telling us later on in the show. But there is a very fun sounding thing happening at 2 o'clock today. Here's the bad news. You have to be between the ages of 5 and 18.
Ah.
And if you're either 5 or 6, you have to be accompanied by an adult. Accompanied.
Okay.
Would you like to know what it is?
I would.
It just sounds like the most fun thing ever. It's medieval foam sword combat.
Ah, and you have to be between 5 and 18?
I know. Do you think we could fake our IDs in the opposite direction?
Yeah, no kidding. I'd love to be an 18-year-old. Yeah. The 18-year-olds are going to have a distinct advantage.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to
they're gonna
wipe
clean up
the
those
grass
kindergartners.
With those five-year-olds. But, yeah, it's like, you know, just having fun, bashing each other around with foam swords, and I'm sure there's some structure. But registration's not required. This is at the library, outside the library, technically, in Over Park. We really wouldn't want them doing that around the computer.
In the fiction section.
Although that would be a good place for it. So, yeah, 2 o'clock this afternoon. Bring yourself or your kid, depending on how old you are. And in a sort of an opposite end of the spectrum mode, tomorrow is the Senior Center annual picnic. And I don't believe you can come if your age is 5 to 18.
Yeah, true.
Well, you might be able to if you're accompanied.
Will there be foam swords there?
I think there should be. There will be hot dogs and hamburgers and music and games. And sounds like fun. It's going to be a potluck. And so it's going to be 11:30 a.m. on the lawn. And that's at the Vashon Eagles. And it'll happen at 11:30. Did I say that?
Oh, you may have.
Yeah, still
That's
working on that
possible.
First cup of coffee. Anyway, sounds like a bunch of fun. There was a good article in the Beachcomber about the Senior Center this week.
Oh, that Susie Calhorn wrote.
Yeah.
The column about how we're all getting old together and...
Yeah, and, you know...
We can take care of each other.
40% of the island's population is 55 plus, and that certainly includes us.
Well, that is why we are mired here in the 70s on our Morning Scramble show. We make no apologies for it.
We may as well. I mean, if our demographic is 40% of the island,
yeah.
I think our ratings are going to shine.
Yeah, we'll be just fine. So let's revisit the 70s here with not a Danny O'Keefe song, but yeah, he could have written this, but Bob Welch actually wrote this one.
Ah, back to Fleetwood Mac today.
Yeah.
You got a little thing going on.
Oh, yeah, Buckingham Nicks earlier, but that was before they were in Fleetwood Mac.
True, and Bob Welch did this one not only while he was with Fleetwood Mac, but then he went solo, and he released it on his solo album.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of Fleetwood Mac bookends.
Yeah, here's the Fleetwood Mac version from Bare Trees, Sentimental Lady on Voice of Vashon.
That's why I've traveled far, 'cause I come so together.
'cause we live in a time when meaning falls in splinters from our lives. And that's why I've traveled far, 'cause I come so together where you are. Yes, and all of the things that I said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I'm with you. 14 joys and a will to be merry. All of the things that they say are buried. Santa Mildew wind blowing through my life again. Santa Mildew lady,
Judy Collins, Angel Spread Your Wings, a song composed by Danny O'Keefe, and originally appeared on the Breezy Stories album
way back when. Danny was a lot busier than I was in his 20s.
Yeah, and he's still writing music today.
Or I guess 33.
I mean, the guy has never stopped. He's bringing in his new record, and I love the name of this album, Light Leaves the West.
Yeah, that just gives you an instant image right there.
I knew you'd like the name of that record.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's like, 71, 72 years old, still making new music. Gotta love that.
I'll say.
Before that, by the way, a song that Danny O'Keefe had absolutely nothing to do with, Sentimental Lady, Fleetwood Mac, off of Bare Trees. 928.
But that was released at about a similar time.
Yeah, right around the same time.
As the album, yeah, Breezy Stories.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, we got some other kinds of music going on. You know, we're talking a lot about Danny O'Keefe, mm-hmm. who has written many songs that were sung by lots of other people, including himself. And Bill Carter is the same kind of story. And he's going to be playing tomorrow night at the Red Bike at 8:30 with no cover.
He's an Austin dude.
Yeah, yeah. And he's had, you know, like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Counting Crows, Fabulous Thunderbirds, and Waylon Jennings. And I believe we've got Waylon Jennings also represented
in the
Danny O'Keefe collection.
In our Good Time Charlie montage coming up later this morning.
That's right. So, and he has played often with Ian Moore. And Ian is going to be playing tonight at Ober Park, one of the free concerts in the park that starts at 7 o'clock this evening. So bring a picnic blanket, low chairs, maybe an extra blanket for yourself if this continues, this weather this morning.
So they're both on the island at roughly the same time, just a day apart.
I think they're really the same person.
I wonder if there will be a little crossover this weekend.
Who knows?
Ian
apparently,
showing up for Bill showing up for Ian.
They've done it before.
It could happen. And we play Bill Carter and Ian Moore on the radio because they have that Vashon Island connection. Ian, of course, lives here. Bill plays here, so we play his music.
So you get to have a double shot today and tomorrow.
We got anything going tomorrow night? I know we're off island tonight, so we're going to miss Ian.
Right, and we have a thing Saturday. I'm not sure. We may be able to drop by that one.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Let's get back to another cover of a Danny song.
Ah, yes.
This is Glenn Campbell. He gets into the act with covering a song of Danny's. And I'll go two in a row here. Glenn Campbell, and I don't even know who's going to be after him.
Well, we'll just throw the dice.
We'll just throw it out there
and
see what happens.
This one's off of Glenn Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy album.
All right. This is Quits, composed by Danny O'Keefe on Voice of Vashon.
What do we call it now? It isn't marriage anymore. Call it new, call it different. It's not the way it was before. Of all the words to choose from, there's only one that fits. Call it what you want to, I just call it quits. We come down to the place where love never fits. Call it what you want to, darling, I just call it quits. Turn and walk away across the desert. Our hearts, love turns to sand, and we run out of time. You know, we once had something no words could tear apart. Now you'll be yours, and I'll be mine. We come down to the place where love never fits. Call it what you want to, darling, I just call it quits. If friends should call, just tell them that we just don't care. Tell them dreams are flowers and that our garden's bare. Call it separation, independence,
divorce if that word fits. Call it what you want to, I just call it quits. We come down to the place where love never fits. Call it what you want to, darling, I just call it quits. Now you can call it what you want to, baby, I just call it quits. Highways and dance halls, a good song takes you far. You write about the moon and you dream about the stars. Blues in old motel rooms, girls in daddy's cars. You sing about the night and you laugh about the scars. Coffee in the morning, cocaine afternoon. Talk about the weather and you grin about the room. Phone calls long distance to tell you how you've been. You forget about the losses, you exaggerate the win. When you stop to let them know you got it down, it's just another town along the road. Ladies come to see you if your name still rings a bell. They give you damn near nothing and they'll say they knew you well. So you tell them you remember, but they know it's just a game. And along the way their faces all begin to look the same. When you stop to let them know you got it down, it's just another town along the road. Well, it isn't for the money and it's only for a while. Talk about the rules and you roll away the miles. Gamblers in the neon clinging to guitars. You write about the moon but you're wrong about the stars. 'Cause when you stop to let them know you got it down, it's just another town along the road.
Jackson Browne. Yay, Danny O'Keefe. That's from Running on Empty. I guess they cut that off because then...
It doesn't go straight into Stay.
Right. This is The Morning Scramble with Jeff and Cindy Hoyt. That was The Road, also from Breezy Stories, 1972. Danny O'Keefe wrote that song, did a great version of it on his own album. And I remember hearing that back when I was a sophomore college DJ back in Oklahoma. And before that, we had Glenn Campbell with another Danny O'Keefe song, and Quits. Of course, the first song I ever played on the radio was Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, which was a hit at the time. It got up to number 14 on the Billboard chart and was getting a lot of airplay around the country. And a million people have covered it. And the montage, I downloaded a bunch of these versions of the song and have driven Cindy crazy for the past several days. She's heard me in my studio editing these.
But you've done a really good job.
It came out pretty good.
Yeah.
It came out okay. But we got Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Charlie Rich puts in one quick appearance there at the end, Dwight Yoakam. And I would love to have gotten Leon Russell in there. I only discovered that he had covered it yesterday.
Oh.
And didn't have time to insert Leon. Maybe in the final version I'll get him in there.
And you don't have each of these artists singing the entire song. Have them pick up the baton like a relay race.
Yeah, they kind of hand off to one another, and we'll play that version for Danny at the top of the hour when he gets here. It's pretty cool to have all of these famous people, legends, many of them, covering your biggest song. And I think you wonder if somebody like Danny would get tired of playing that song because that was his big hit. But I've seen him write about it on Facebook, and I get the feeling that it's still a very special song to him, that he really appreciates that people cover it. And you could do another entire medley of very unusual versions of that song from people you've never heard of. I heard a bunch of those too, including some, an actress who's on a TV show, Rita Wilson. She did a beautiful version of it. And some weird names of bands that have covered Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues over the years. It's pretty interesting to dig into all of that. Maybe I'll do another lesser known montage. It's a 9:41, and we're going to keep it rolling here with this is Nickel Creek. And another Danny O'Keefe song called When You Come Back Down on Voice of Vashon.
You gotta leave me now. You gotta go alone. You gotta chase a dream. One that's all your own before it slips away. When you're flying high, take my heart along. I'll be the harmony to every lonely song that you learn to play. When you're soaring through the air, I'll be your solid ground. Take every chance you dare, I'll still be there when you come back down. When you come back down. In your return, my greatest fear will be that you will crash and burn, and I won't feel your fire. I'll be the other hand that always holds a line, connecting in between the your sweetheart of mine. I'm strung out on that wire, and I'll be on the other end to hear you when you call. Angel, you were born to fly, and if you get too high, I'll catch you when you fall. Catch you when you fall. Your memory's the sunshine every new day brings. I know the sky is calling. So let me help you with your wings. When you're soaring through the air, I'll be solid ground. Take every chance you dare, I'll still be there when you come back down. Chance you dare, I'll still be there when you come back down. When you come back down.
Nickel Creek, When You Come Back Down on Voice of Vashon, another song penned by Danny O'Keefe, who will be as our guest at 10 o'clock this morning here on The Morning Scramble with Jeff and Cindy Hoyt.
In the Morning Scramble, this portion is brought to you by Island Spring Organics. With 40 years of high-quality organic non-GMO soy foods made daily right here on Vashon. Tours are available. You like to do factory tours.
I love factory tours.
So www.islandspringorganics.com or call us at 463-9848.
So it's a real factory?
I guess.
Don't organics and factories?
I thought it was just, going to be goats standing around.
Well, maybe the goats are part of the factory. Maybe they're part of the assembly line.
Oh, wait. No goats. It's soy foods. What am I thinking? All fields. Right. Fields and fields of soy.
Of soy. It is 9:46. Danny O'Keefe be dropping by in about 15 or so. We could play so many covers of his songs from other artists. We could have gotten around to Cab Calloway or Earl Klug or Chris Hillman or Conway Twitty. We could have played a song of Danny's by Donny Hathaway or John Denver or Sheena Easton or Jesse Colin Young or Alan Jackson. But we're running out of time here, so I'm going to just choose one more. And this is, I think, one of my favorite covers of his songs. And this song is interesting because it was a co-composition. He and Bob Dylan wrote this song together, and I'm going to ask him about that, how they actually did
collaborated.
That. Yeah, how they collaborated. Were they in the same room? Did they do it long distance, send each other notes?
By email?
Yeah. How'd they do it? How'd they do it? And this song is, bless
I've
you.
I've been fighting that ever since we opened the mic.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you got that out
Sorry.
There. Sorry. Yeah, you could have signaled me. I could have cut your mic for just a second there.
I didn't. It took me by surprise.
We all enjoyed it. It was a good sneeze. Bob Dylan, Danny O'Keefe got together and wrote a song that has become kind of an environmental anthem. And it was covered by Ben Harper and the Blind Boys of Alabama. And this is Well, Well, Well on Voice of Vashon.
The man who stole the water will swim forevermore, but he'll never reach the land on that golden shore. That faint white light will haunt his heart till his only memory lost in the dark. Dig a hole in the ground, straight down the hill, till there ain't no more water in the well, well, well. When you're down on your knees with nothing left to say,
for your soul. Don't you dig yourself into a hole till you pay the price. You can't know what it's worth. The air and the water, the fire and earth. Now dig a hole in the ground, straight down to hell, till there ain't no more water in the well, well, well. When you're down on your knees with nothing left to sell, try digging a little deeper in the well, well, well.
Ben Harper and the Blind Boys of Alabama covering Danny O'Keefe and Bob Dylan's co-written song, Well, Well, Well. And with all of the debate and controversy over water, water usage, drought, and everything else going on, you can imagine how that song has been kind of latched onto by the environmental movement and has been used to drive home a point that water is a scarce resource. It's 9:51 on the Voice of Vashon's Morning Scramble. Jeff and Cindy Hoyt here. Danny will be by in about 10 or so. And we are just here playing a bunch of his songs that were covered by others. Don't have one for you right now. We're going to be getting our Good Time Charlie montage together here in a little bit. But right now I thought we'd just go somewhere else entirely, because I just saw a trailer for the movie that I believe comes out in October called The Martian.
That is somewhere else altogether.
Yeah, totally. This is a palate cleanser here. This is a Matt Damon movie where he's on a manned mission to Mars. Disaster strikes. The crew has to leave in a hurry because of some storm or something horrible, and they have to leave him behind. Matt Damon is left behind, and they just assume he's dead, but he's not. And
but he's very lonely.
He's very lonely, and he also has to figure out a way to grow food, because it's going to be 4 years before a rescue mission can come back and get him. It sounds like a really, really interesting film. Ridley Scott is directing it.
Kind of like Cast Away on Mars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect.
Maybe he will have brought a soccer ball.
Called Wilson.
Because you can't really count on one to wash up in the tides on Mars.
No. Soccer balls will be hard to come by. But anyway, The Martian should be interesting, and it just made me think about David Bowie's classic. And so why don't we go there, up above the Earth, for a space oddity from David Bowie on Voice of Vashon.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commence racing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
Thank you. just a dream to live again. Those joyous scenes, the laughter and the follies that are locked inside my head. Such a lonely soul, it grieves to leave behind the world. Mr. King, come help me, please, to find a rainbow fan. There ain't no one there.
Mr. Kingdom from the Electric Light Orchestra on Voice of Vashon at 10:03, and you are listening to the Voice of Vashon at 101.1 or 101.9 FM. We have a frequency, and we actually use it. We've been known to use it.
101.7.
Yeah, let me just
kind of mess around. Get to 101, and then from there, just keep going up.
But in the end, the legal ID, which we have to get out of the way, is KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Jeff and Cindy Hoyt on the Morning Scramble, welcoming to the studio Danny O'Keefe. Hey, Danny.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Pleasure to be here. Yeah.
We have the perfect summer weather today.
It's a little drizzly out there. But actually, that is the perfect summer weather after all the drought and everything else. We just played Well, Well, Well by Ben Harper and the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Great.
And that has become kind of an environmental theme, I understand. Do you follow that sort of thing about what happens with your songs, how they're used?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Maria Muldaur did a really nice video with it. I'm, of course, still waiting to see Bob's video.
Has he done it? He has not done a video of Well, Well, Well?
I don't know if he even knows anything about this song.
Yeah. Now, you co-wrote the song with Bob Dylan. Were you guys in the same room together, or did you do it long distance?
No.
Uh-huh. How'd you do it?
Kind of a joke.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Bob really knew about it, but the people that ran his publishing company at the time called me and said, Bob has this demo that he'd like to see if you could write words to. And I don't, I mean, I'm still not sure if Bob actually was part of the deal. Maybe they were just sort of hustling me, but
mm-hmm.
they sent it to me and there was almost, you know, I mean, it wasn't even a demo. It was just something that was in a box somewhere that had Bob's name on it, you know, probably from Traveling Wilburys or something.
Uh-huh.
And on it, you can hear him in the background saying, well, well. And he was saying it as a cue for everybody else to make the change. I mean, there's only two chords in it. I mean,
like, well, are you going to pick it up here?
Yeah. So, yeah, here we go. We're going to the four.
Yeah.
You know, the four chord. And so I thought, well, this is sort of a joke, you know, because, I mean, Bob, I mean, I'm sure would never call me and, you know, discuss the song prior uh-huh. to writing it. And so I just, you know, I always remembered my old friend from Vermont who had this joke for children. You heard about the three holes in the ground, didn't you?
Huh?
Well, well, well. So I made it a song about groundwater. Not,
yeah.
Of course, realizing that water is the biggest issue of our time.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Certainly a subject of contention on the island here.
Oh, it's going to get bigger. Wait until all those big high-tech mansions start to get built.
Oh, yeah. I know. And wait till the aquifer in the middle of the country gets sucked out.
Well, that's almost here.
After Boone Pickett cleans it up.
What a perfect discussion for a rainy day.
Yeah, perfect. So I want to jump into this Good Time Charlie thing.
Speaking of rainy days.
I've told the story. You were on my show when it was just me. Cindy wasn't doing the show back then. It was like in the very early days. A Voice of Vashon. We were just a webcast
right.
station, and you came in and did one of the first morning scrambles, and we talked about Good Time Charlie and the fact that it was the first record I ever played as a DJ.
Amazing.
Yeah, in 1973. I was very nervous. I didn't know how to cue up a record. I had to have our program director, Court Newkirk, sitting there helping me. You know, how do you do this? And we played the song, and I think it's true that every DJ remembers the first song they ever played. So when we moved to the island and discovered that you lived here, I went, oh my gosh, it's Good Time Charlie. He's here. And and
he seems happier than I expected.
My first question for you about that particular song is, as the most popular song that you ever did, the one that's been covered the most, you probably played it the most. What is your relationship to that song today? Do you grow weary of playing the song, or does it?
No, never.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about a good song, I mean, regardless of whether it's a popular song or whatever, it's just one that you pull out to play for yourself. The good ones grow within you.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that don't grow, you tend not to play them. I mean, maybe you pull them out every once in a while to kind of see what was wrong with them and why they didn't fit. And some of those actually take a different shape or smooth out or however you would think of it over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all. I'm still sort of figuring out how to play it.
Trying to figure out how to play that song?
Yeah. There's still nuances
after 40
in it.
Years.
Yeah. So, yeah, they stay alive. They're like old friends, and that one in particular is one of my oldest friends.
Yeah, and that song, and when we listen to stars play their hits, we notice sometimes over the years that they will change the way they play it or the way they sing it. And I don't know if that's an exercise in just new creativity being brought to the song, or just wanting to give it a different spin, or that your voice is changing over the years and you want to sing it differently. But I noticed when I was working on this mashup that Dwight Yoakam in particular, and you'll hear that in when I play it, really gave a different twist to one of the middle lyrics in the song and completely changed the inflection and the pitch of where he went with it. I thought a really cool touch to it. And then I also noticed that Jerry Lee Lewis kind of threw in his own lyric that I don't think was in the original.
I'm just glad they cut them.
Yeah. And but that when you hear about one of your songs being covered, do you is it like Christmas morning, opening a new present when you get to hear it?
It just depends on who cuts it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Tom Hanks' his wife cut it a couple of years ago. I can't remember what her name is.
Rita Wilson?
Rita Wilson. Mm-hmm. There you go. Thanks.
Yeah.
And she cut it, and I thought that was really sweet. My favorite version is Waylon's version,
mm-hmm.
just because, I mean, I liked Waylon, but I liked the way that he did it. He did it his own way rather mm-hmm. than, you know, trying to copy what my version was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great the other morning, a week ago, I guess, or maybe not quite. Merle Haggard called me on the phone. I went, what? Because I don't hear from Merle regularly. Like, you know.
Phone, yeah.
Yeah. And it was great. And he was in the bus, and he said his son, who's now the lead guitar player in his band, had just cut it. And we talked about Waylon's version, which is a version he liked a lot. And, you know, I mean, it's just great just
yeah.
to have a conversation with Merle Haggard, who's, you know, I don't know, one of my favorite artists, largely because of how he's just chosen to be himself. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's a unique person in the same way that Willie is a unique person. And he said, well, I'm thinking about cutting it myself. So I'm going to get back to him and say, hey, Merle, why don't we do a duet?
That'd be fun.
And you could even, if you couldn't get together in the studio, you could even do it using today's technological advances.
Oh, yeah. You could, but I mean,
yeah. gosh, it'd be
we'll
way
have
more.
The same
might
chemistry.
As well take the drive down yeah. to Shasta and hang out with him, and you know,
that's where Merle hangs out now, Shasta.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Not so far.
Well, let me play for you this mashup of "Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues" that I spent a little bit of time this week editing.
Great.
You'll hear Willie. You'll hear Waylon. You'll hear Elvis. You'll hear Jerry Lee Lewis, Dwight Yoakam. And toward the end, one little reprise from Charlie Rich.
Oh, great.
And this is Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues by a variety of artists right here on The Voice of Ashland.
Everybody's gone away. They said they're moving to LA. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town.
Some called a freight, some called a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They say this town will waste your mind. Must be right, cause it's wasted mine.
Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
You know my heart keeps telling me you're not a kid at 33. You play around, you lose your wife. You play too long, you lose your life.
Well, I got my pills to ease my pain. Ain't worried about the sunshine or the rain. Someday I just might settle down. But right now I'm gonna do my running around.
Some gotta win, some got
good time, Charlie's got the blues.
Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
And wrapping up with Elvis there on Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, our little mashup, and you heard a couple of twists and turns in that version.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Every now and then, a little lyric substitution.
Well, that's just being creative, isn't
right
it?
Now, I got to do my messing round, says Jerry Lee Lewis.
Running round.
That wasn't in the original, I don't think, was it?
No.
Well, no.
You don't tell Jerry Lee anything, do you?
Because overall, the song is, you know, of course, pensive and a little melancholy. Like, you know, it's raining in the beginning and it's raining at the end.
That's right.
He just sort of changed it up, you know, and someone else said used their pills to forget about the rain instead of ease the pain.
So you've been writing songs for 4 decades now, probably more than that, because you were probably writing them before you actually started recording them. And you've never really stopped. Did you ever really stop?
I never stopped writing.
Yeah.
I certainly have, you know, long periods where I didn't record.
Right.
And just did other things. The guitar and songwriting are just, you know, sort of a natural extension of being at this point. And,
yeah.
I mean, you don't sit down and, you know, I mean, you know, no pun intended, fret about them, you know, but...
We'll take it as the
when there's
anyway.
a good idea tends to hang around,
uh-huh,
and it keeps talking to you. I mean, one of the most important things as a writer is, you know, now everything's on your iPhone, so you got a recorder, and, you know, if you got an idea, take that note.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, because everybody who ever said, oh, that's great, I'll remember that in the morning.
No.
Never happened. You know,
we know that well.
Yeah.
We're big note takers around our house.
Really important.
I have a lighted pad by my bedside. It lights up when I pull the pin out.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Huh. Cool. So, I mean, you need that. And it's not necessarily inspiration, but just things that eventually hang around long enough that you need to talk about them.
Yeah.
You know.
So does it go from inspiration to intention? You have the idea and then you make the clear decision to write it, or does it just kind of evolve in your head as you're going through your day?
Sometimes the idea can be can provoke some kind of a musical feeling, a color,
mm-hmm,
and you find that in a chord sequence, or, you know, a couple chords or something that feels like it, that you can begin to talk to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times talking to it is just, you know, humming, singing different kinds of ideas till you get something that has the right feet, you know, that tells you what the scan is going to be.
So you sing it before you write it down?
Yeah, I tend to. Or I may have an idea that's already on paper that may be like a poem, you know,
mm-hmm,
the beginning of something that's at least, you know, a scannable form, right, that... Because they have to sort of do that in songs. I mean, nobody writes blank verse songs. They don't work.
Do songs
never a hook? That's for sure.
Do songs challenge you? Like, some songs just pop out and they're just there, but other songs, you know, you've got something there, but it's like pulling teeth. Takes a while to find itself.
Sometimes the best ones tend to be gifts. You know, that they're just sort of there. You have to, you know, buff them and polish them and get them to where they really speak to you. But they tend to happen reasonably quickly, at least the base parts of them.
Yeah.
And then there's others that maybe are grand ideas that you have. And grand ideas sometimes hang you up the most because you can't make them work. Yeah. And they'll have pieces that you're trying to get to work. And sometimes that's really great because you'll discover something musical you didn't have in your repertoire.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's what it was there to teach you, that you can go this way where you hadn't thought of that
before. Any particular song that springs to mind that was maybe a tad ambitious in the beginning, but you finally wrestled it to the ground?
Well, I mean, there's a song on an album called American Roulette that's it's more like a film or a book or something than it is an actual song. I mean, it's, you know, three or four parts put together. And, I mean, it was wonderful to do them that way. But there's a lot of things that I discovered personally and musically in doing it that way. And, it's not a song that was ever designed to be anything but an album cut. But, I mean, I finally started playing it again. Mm-hmm. And it's probably a 6 or 7 minute song, so you have to be careful and not bore people. But it still has those parts, and it teaches me something every time I play it.
So the new record, Light Leaves the West.
Light Leaves It.
Great title for a record. And
Beautiful cover, too.
I'm thinking your house over there in Burton actually looks toward the south, or is it the east?
Looks towards the west.
Does it look toward the west?
Yeah. It depends where you're standing, of course.
Yeah. So,
which window?
I can look almost any direction if I'm careful.
So this is your first record in how long? When was the last one? Wasn't that long ago.
2005 or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's been 7 years, mm-hmm. 8 years, something
so
like that.
So songs start to collect and you start to feel like, hey, I've got a record here? Is that how it works?
Well, I originally started what turned into Light Leaves the West as a piece called Weathered that had old and new songs. And so I'd got a bunch of the older songs, including Good Time Charlie and The Road. And a lot of people know Jackson's version of The Road, but don't connect me with it. Great. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to revisit some of those just because I'm older. I bring something different to them now. I mean, I've been playing them for a long time, so they aren't new as they were when I originally recorded them.
How do you deal with the extra syllables in I'm Not a Kid at 73?
You don't do that.
Okay.
My heart keeps telling me.
You know, you use past tense. My heart kept telling me.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, let's play a record off the new CD. This is Light Leaves the West, and we'll start with the very first cut. You Don't Have to Be Right.
You Have to Be Ready.
You Have to Be Ready. Okay, here it is. You Don't Have to Be Right from Danny O'Keefe off Light Leaves the West on Voice of Vashon.
Don't dream any dreams anymore. Luxury items now that's hard to afford. Don't blame me, I own them on my job. Taking the cash and giving the credit to God. And smiling when they tell me to hold it nice and steady. You don't have to be right. You don't have to be right. You don't have to be right. You have to be ready. Can't believe nobody told you. One who's playing for keeps is willing to lose. Don't hang your hopes in the closet like those you won't wear. They're not out of style, they just need a little repair. And smile even though it's hard to do.
steady. You don't have to be right. You don't have to be right. You don't have to be right. You have to be ready. Done with wives, I don't think it's true. It's all done with mirrors, just between me and you. But you ask what it's worth to find out, and they'll use you say. We don't know the price, how much were you willing to pay? To smile, even though it tell you to hold it nice and steady. You don't have to be right. You don't have to be right. You don't have to be right. You have to be ready. You don't have to be right. Have to be. Ready.
You don't have to be right, just have to be ready. Danny O'Keefe from Light Leaves the West here on Voice of Vashon. 1027, Danny's here with us. And thanks again for coming by.
My pleasure.
The your voice sounds pretty much the same. I've heard so many people as they got older, their voice really changes a lot. And
I can't hit the high notes the way you can. That's for sure.
Well, I can still hit those.
You have such a distinctive style, though. Even when we were playing other people's covers of your work, it's just. It doesn't
There's
take
Danny.
Long
yeah,
when
yeah,
you
okay,
go, oh, here. Yeah, I can identify that.
Do you, because you get covered by so many people who love your songwriting, do you ever write with a voice in your head that is not your own?
I don't think so. I'm not even sure I know how to do that. I mean, there might have been at one point when I was working for a publishing company when somebody said, we want to pitch for so-and-so. It may be a try, but it's just it has a sense of artifice mm-hmm. in it. And what usually happens is especially when you're writing songs under contract that way mm-hmm. For a publishing house, is that whatever's on the radio that they're trying to get you to ape in some way, it's already a year and a half old.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it took that long from when they found the song, when they cut it, to when they got it out, to when it hit the radio. You know, so, I mean, it's a mistake. If you write with an artist, now that's a different kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you get this sense of where they really live, and then you sort of have this relationship that you can borrow from yourself as well as them.
Mm-hmm.
More symbiotic.
Yeah, but that's hard to do. I mean, not a lot of artists do that. If they write, they tend to write pretty completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't seek it out as much as I did in the 90s when I used to work in Nashville.
Right.
You know, I mean, I pretty much write all by myself again.
Collaboration is a challenge. It's not an easy thing to do.
And you learn so much from doing it, though, that, mm-hmm. I mean, somebody will bring something that you just didn't have in your little bag of tricks
mm-hmm.
and maybe vice versa as well. And maybe they'll play something musically that you didn't have before. Sometimes it can be just a little hook that you wouldn't have thought of.
One of the songs on the new record you co-wrote with Gary Wright of
yeah.
Dreamweaver and Love Is Alive fame. What was that like?
Again, just, you know, when I lived in, or I didn't live down there. I actually just was, I came and went an awful lot between here and L.A. when I was writing in the 80s and 90s. And Gary has a studio in his house, a really nice studio, and just started playing me stuff. And he tends to like, you know, upbeat, positive stuff, and I like, you know, grindy, a little harder-edged stuff. And he played me a bunch of songs that he had. They're not real songs. They were just like little pieces of music, you know, mm-hmm. snippets.
Little riffs.
Yeah. And there was one that was like, I like that. And it just was right there lyrically. I mean, mm-hmm. I pretty much had the lyric. And I never could play the changes that he was playing. I mean, I never could figure them out because they were all keyboard and synth parts, right? So I just kind of like kept playing and playing until I got, you know, my own version called Hardball. So, I mean, Gary didn't mind. So he gave his seal of approval to the version.
So you talked about like that you appreciate a little bit more grit, a little more lives lived kinds of sensibilities in your songwriting. Over four decades, though, have those themes continued to sort of dominate your thinking as a songwriter? Do you continue to dwell in those areas, or do you find that the themes that you write about change over time?
I suppose they do just because of currency. You know, what is current now wasn't necessarily, I mean, certainly wasn't current in 1980 or 1970. Mm-hmm. I mean,
so you
all of those
things. How many songs about Twitter?
I don't tweet, so I have very little knowledge of the tweetosphere.
Okay, gotcha.
Even songs about Twitter don't linger on it for very long, I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah. I doubt I would make a reference to Facebook either. You know, it's just
probably wise.
Yeah. You know, trying to write the latest news is almost a mistake. There are some broadside writers that do it really well.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily. But you find stuff that keeps moving you. You know, issues of the earth, like we're talking about, well, water issues, animal issues. I mean, we're seeing an extinction on the planet that will be boggling to our grandchildren, how it ever, if our children have children, that has fundamentally changed the planet. You know, you look back at books that were written in the 50s or 60s, and you won't recognize the place we live in now.
Yeah. You still active with the Songbird Foundation?
No, I retired that. Mm-hmm. It did what it was destined to do. When we started out, we wanted to raise a broad consumer awareness of sustainable coffee issues and how they affected birds and then how they affected farmers and the land and everything else. And now you can go into Vachon Thriftway and you can find all kinds of sustainable coffees. Mm-hmm. And the coffees that aren't are more obvious as the exception, you know, the cans.
Yeah. Say Songbird Killer on the can?
No, they just don't, you know, I mean, even Folgers tried to get on board, you know, at one point with Rainforest Alliance certification or something, which is fine, you know. It has gotten better, and you can buy that kind of coffee virtually everywhere.
Yeah.
You know. And that was what we wanted to do. I mean, to keep an organization alive and trying to invent, you know, new foci, I wanted to go back to music.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Tell us about this next song we're going to play. This is Help Me Up.
Help Me Up. I don't think it's going to be played at the Republican convention.
Ooh, you've got my interest piqued already.
Yeah. You see someone's in trouble, give them a hand.
Yeah. Well, this one is trending on iTunes. It is the second most downloaded song from your new record. And when I was asking you about that off the air, you said, I don't watch any of that stuff. Yeah. Never mind.
Well, I don't know what good it does me, you know.
Okay. Well, Help Me Up is this next song. We're going to hear it now. From Light Leaves the West with Danny O'Keefe on Voice of Vashon.
As I went about my business, a stranger called to me.
He'd fallen to the sidewalk. His pain was plain to see. I thought he asked me for a handout when first I heard him call. But one of my better angels whispered, "That's not it at all." He said, "I've fallen and I cannot stand. Help me up. I could use a hand. Help me up. I could use a hand. Once it overflowed, now it seems I spilled my cup as I was falling. Help me up." I could see that he was struggling as he tried to rise. It wasn't very easy. He was a man of size. I had the strangest feeling. It's still a mystery. As I helped him to his feet, I could feel him lifting me. When you see someone who's fallen and they cannot stand, help them up. When they need a hand, help them up. When they need a hand. There's an old familiar saying I first heard from my mother. No one stands taller than when they band to help another. What made Jesus and the Buddha and Muhammad what they were was not so much life's illness, but compassion as its cure. And when you see someone who's fallen and they cannot stand, help them up. When they need a hand, help them up. When they need a hand, once it overflows, now it seems I spilled my cup as I was falling. Help me up. I could use a hand. Help me up. Help me up.
New music from Danny O'Keefe off of Light Leaves the West. That's Help Me Up on Voice of Vashon 1039 with Jeff and Cindy Hoyt on the Morning Scramble. Danny was kind enough to join us today, bring us a copy of the new record, and hang out with us for a bit. I wish we could record all the off-the-air conversation, although you just dropped a word that we can't say on the radio.
Are you telling me that in America there are words that we cannot use on the radio?
That is
our
true.
Our personal freedoms are being abridged at this very moment.
Yes, we're now, back when we first did the Morning Scramble, we were only webcasting. You can say anything on a webcast, but now we're actually broadcasting several miles across Vashon Island.
All the way to Tahlequah.
Well, we wish we could get to Tahlequah.
And you would think the parties in that song we just played would contest that. And yet, they don't. We never talk about that.
We were talking about the different ways that people access music now. We had a recent conversation with Rusty Willoughby here on the show about the difference between collectors and curators. That it used to be that there was somebody in the neighborhood who was the collector, who had all the new music. And you'd go over to his house or her house, and you'd sit in front of the stereo and listen to these new records. And you'd go out and buy them, and you'd experience the whole album, which is still kind of the way I like to experience music, the entire album. There's a reason why this song was here and this song was there. And now it's curation. We go in, we hear a song we like, we download that song. We might not even have a relationship to the rest of the album. Do you think about that now as you make a new record, or you just stick with your original sensibilities about how an album is built?
Well, I'm a Saurian, so, you know, I still do it kind of the way I did it in the 60s and 70s, you know, just because that's kind of how I came up with how you put an album together, you know. But, you know, in the 50s, we all bought singles, and that's kind of what they're doing now. They're, you know, you're curators.
Kind of, we kind of came around full circle, yeah. I guess.
But, I mean, part of the problem, I don't listen so much because I play, right? People say, what are you listening to now? Well, I'm listening to myself.
Yeah.
So I still play 3 and 4 hours a day, you know. So I'm not listening to other music. But it is boggling how much music is out there. And I mean, I don't even know where to start, you know, and particularly finding stuff that appeals to me, that has certain kinds of colors and ranges in it, you know. I mean, I don't listen to hip-hop because I'm not interested in it, you know. I'm glad that the spoken word has picked up the ear of that audience that does like it, because they listen to lyrics now, where lyrics were the last thing that one tended to discover in a song. And now the ear has been tuned to listening to, I mean, hip-hop sometimes and rap, hard to hear exactly what's being said, you know. And you'll see footage, and you see people are singing right along, or talking right along, rapping right along.
Yeah.
And that's great. I mean, I love that. The lyric to me is a very, very valuable thing, you know, and a lot of times it was wasted. You know, people were listening to the chorus and the hook.
I know that Jeff and I have had this conversation many times, because I go to the lyrics first and he goes to the melody first. And it's, people are kind of sort of one or the other a lot of the time, until they get to a point where they merge, the two merge.
So you mentioned earlier that you would love to hang out and do a duet with Merle Haggard of Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues.
Sure.
What artist out there has never covered one of your songs that you wish would?
Dylan.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. Cut well.
Yeah. You know that demo your staff sent me?
Yeah. No, that'd be the...
He'd sound great on that.
That'd be the Maraschino Cherry right
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what about live? Are you playing these days?
A little bit. You know, I mean, when people call... You know, I don't have an agent. I haven't had an agent for a long time. Part of the problem with having an agent, if you're going to be able to pay them, you're going to have to work an awful lot.
Yeah, I was thinking you'd have to travel around.
You know, I'm traveling for 120, 25 dates a year.
Grueling.
It's hard. You know, you lose relationships. You kind of lose your sense of where you live. And you just, I mean, I know a lot of people who do it and do it very well. But you have to get into the flow of that. And then that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a hard one. You know, I'm going to play the folk festival down in Sisters, and I've got a couple other gigs, but, you know.
Shasta's just on down the road from there.
That's right. That's right.
Merle's waiting for you.
Well, just give me a call, Merle.
It's 10:45. I want to play one more song off the. It's the final song, and it just drew our eye because it's called Appomattox, and we're kind of we're not Civil War geeks to the point where we want to dress up as the blue and the gray and go out and reenact.
Oh, but I'd love to see you do it.
We've had friends who do.
I'd love to see you both, like you in the blue and Cindy in the gray.
No, I'm sorry. I'd have to be blue.
Oh, I see.
Am I blue?
You'd be too.
Even though technically, historically, Jeff would be blue because he's Indiana and I'm Oklahoma.
Yeah, I guess that's typically how it would go. I'm the northerner, you're the southerner. But we've been to Gettysburg and other Civil War sites and just find the history fascinating. But this isn't necessarily, is this about the Civil War? We haven't heard the song yet, but tell us what it's about.
Well, Civil War never ended.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems to be evident. Whether you're looking at Ferguson, Missouri, or you're looking at the governor of Georgia, that kind of deeply held distrust of equality, I guess. I don't know how else to think of it. It's changed, but it hasn't changed enough. And I just had this picture. I wrote this song in Franklin, Tennessee library because I didn't know enough about Appomattox. And just that whole, the whole morning where Grant is out in the field looking after his men and, making sure that everybody's got enough supplies and whatever, right? And Lee has got one last clean uniform that he puts on. And someone saddles Traveler.
Okay. Let's check it out. Thank you again.
My pleasure.
For being here. Danny O'Keefe on The Voice of Vashon. Here is a new song from Light Leaves the West. This is Appomattox on KVSH.
A gentleman is waiting on the ebbing tide. There are a few last things we both have to decide. You command on Letty's left, sir. How beautiful she was. She was everything to me, my life and love, my cause. But the time has finally come, make an ending to this war. And one of us must yield, she can stand no more. It's time. It's time. It's time to retire from the field. Days will have their quiet now, though that sound will still be there. The force of struggle echoes and forever fills the air. Will he sift in meditation through the things that were and are? Will he have a little bourbon? Will he finish his cigar? Been ridden hard, but when all is said and done, if Jackson had been there on that bloody day, I believe we could have won. Until our hands are folded, we'll play in the cards we're dealt. Saddle Traveler, I've someone to meet. Now I know how Longstreet felt. The time. time has finally come to make an ending to this war. And one of us must yield, she can stand no more. It's time. It's time. It's time. To retire from the
the time.
And The Light Leaves the West. That is Appomattox from the new Danny O'Keefe CD, Light Leaves the West, on Voice of Ashon 1051 on the Morning Scramble with Jeff and Cindy Hoyt.
Well, that one almost, that song could almost have been called Light Leaves the South, if you think about it.